We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hilchos Shabbos Siman Shin Yud Dalet Sif Aleph. The Mechaber had stated that if a kli is a kli shalim, it is a complete kli, then one is not allowed to make a hole in it because of the issue of mesakin mana, and even if there is already a hole, you cannot expand that hole either. The Ramah says uvavad sheyiskavin lakach. It is only prohibited to make this hole if you had kavana to make the hole. This is the shita of the Mechaber, as we are about to see. As the Mechaber comments, v'im hayasakin takua me'erev Shabbos b'chavis, if there was a knife stuck in the barrel before Shabbos, mutar lotziu lachniso, you can take that knife in and out of the barrel, shere'einu miskavin lahosif, because your intention is not to make the hole larger. The Mishnah Berurah explains that this is the shita of the Mechaber, that even though it is a psik resha, even though we know for sure that you are going to make the hole larger and perform this iser through your action, since it is not your kavana and it is only an iser durabanan, the Mechaber holds a psik resha on an iser durabanan is going to be mutter. So when you are not mechaving to perform an iser, even if the iser is going to happen for sure, if it is only an iser durabanan, it is going to be mutter according to the Mechaber. However, the Ramah himself disagrees, as the Ramah comments, Davka sheotzio gamkein pa'am achas mevod yom. This is only true if you had already removed the knife from the barrel before Shabbos, so you had already expanded the hole. Avim lo hotzi mevod yom, asar, but if you had not already removed the knife from the barrel before Shabbos, it is prohibited to have a psik resha, dosa nekev de pesach l'chavis. It is prohibited since it is a psik resha. We know for sure the prohibition is going to occur, that you are going to make a hole in this barrel, even though it is not your kavana, it's a psik resha, even though it's not a sederabanan, the Ramah holds it is prohibited. The Mishnah Berurah comments that the Magen Avraham, the Elia Rabbah, the Vilna Gaon, and Reb Kiva Eger all agree with the Ramah that a psik resha on an iser derabanan is going to be prohibited. However, in this case, the Magen Avraham and the Vilna Gaon think that when it comes to a wall, it is going to be permissible, since you don't really need the hole in the wall. It is a malacha shein tzrich legufa. So even though it's a psik resha, in general a psik resha on an iser derabanan is going to be prohibited, when it is a malacha she'ina tzricha legufa, that is going to make this even less of a derabanan, and it is going to be permissible. The Taz also thinks that me'ikar dinin is prohibited because psik resha on an iser derabanan is prohibited. However, he says, the Taz also thinks like the Magen Avraham that there is room to be mako by the Kotel. However, he says that it is best to be machmir, since the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah are machmir themselves. Continuing in the Ramah, klishanis ro'ei mutter lito mimeno cheres, aynel el simishin ches sif mem dalet, which we discussed earlier, issues of removing a piece of cheres from a weakened kli, whether that would be an issue of mesakein mana as well. Even though we have stated that a psik resha on an iser derabanan is going to be prohibited according to the Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah later on in Siman Shin Tazayin discusses maybe a psik resha de lo nichale on two derabanans would be permissible. We will see that discussion later on, which turns out to be a machlokas between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish. Sif Beis Hayba Nekev in Nistam, if there was a hole in the kli and then it was sealed up, im hu lamata min hashmarim asur lefoscho, if the hole is below the sediment of the wine, then it is prohibited to reopen that hole. Tekeven shahu lamata v'chol kovet hayayin alav tzarech stivim alya. Since it is a hole which was sealed up at the bottom, and the pressure of the wine is trying to push out that seal, that sealed up hole, it must be that the sealing which was done was a solid sealing. And then opening up that which you sealed would be a new neck of a new hole. However, if the hole that was sealed up was above the sediment, then you can open it, as that hole which was sealed up was not sealed so strongly, so it is not considered to be opening a new opening. There is a machlokas between Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky when it comes to the milk cartons that were sealed up using glue with those two tabs in order to close them up. There was an opening, and then it was closed up. Rav Moshe Feinstein thinks that that glue that they used is a solid glue, and therefore opening it up is considered to be a new hole, whereas Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky thinks it is not considered to be a new hole and would be permissible to open in terms of Oseh Nekev Chadash. Sif Gimel, b'makom nekev yasha nokvin afilo b'makdeach, in a place where it was an old, there was already an old hole, it is permissible to make a hole even using a kli which is special, which is always used in order to make holes. Kagon shenishbara habarza, for example, if the spout was broken that you use in order to open up the wine, you can make a hole with a makdeach in order to get the wine out. There are some who say that you are only able to open up the hole when we are talking about a case of a chavis made out of cheres, of earthenware, where the stima was not a solid stima, that which you sealed up. But if it was a wooden barrel, in that case where the hole that you seal up is going to be a really good job of sealing it up, then it is always going to be considered a nekev chadash, which is prohibited. And the Mishnah Berurah says this is the opinion of the Kolbo, and the Eliyahu Rabba writes that all the other poskim disagree with this Kolbo and think that even when it comes to a barrel made out of wood, if it is a nekev yashan, it is going to be permissible to open it up. But the Prima Gadam and the Chayyadam say it is best to be machmir for this kolbo.